begin today's ceremony by introducing the guests we have up on the platform. Beginning on my right and your left is Dr. Zach Johnson, Assistant Principal and Athletic Director. Mr. Michael Spear, Assistant Superintendent and Business Manager. Ms. Delia Northup, Counselor. Mr. Darrell Harbaugh, President of the Board of Education. Mr. Jason Barnett, Vice President of the Board of Education. Dr. Craig Correll, Superintendent. Board members, Dr. Jerry Hamm, Mr. Bob Roski, Ms. Karen Rittenhouse, Ms. Keisha Johnson, and Ms. Gail Meach. Mrs. Laura Stalford, Curriculum Director. And today I also have the honor of introducing our final individual on the stage. I am proud to introduce him. He is a gentleman that I've worked closely with day in and day out. I have enjoyed our work in making Field Kindling Memorial High School the best high school in the state of Kansas. Please join me in welcoming the principal of Field Kindling Memorial High School and the head of the NATO family, Mr. Travis Stalford.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson, for that kind introduction. The outstanding faculty of Field Kindling Memorial High School entered the building today in orders of years of service to Field Kindling and the Commonwealth community. Behind the faculty are classified staff who support our students and help ensure the great school in Southeast Kansas runs smoothly every day. In addition, I would like to recognize a couple of our staff members. First is an individual that works with teachers and students to ensure not only their academic needs are met, but also their emotional needs. She has gone above and beyond her duties within the school day. She also spends countless hours at activities showing her support and taking pictures. This year's staff member of the year is Ms. Jen Jones. But their trust and relationship he has built with his fellow staff members and students. He has centered his life around our outstanding students, doing whatever it takes to help them not only be successful in the classroom, but also in life. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2021 Phil Kinley Memorial High School Teacher of the Year, Mr. Spencer McLaughlin. The student with the second highest GPA is given the title of salutatorian. This year, we are lucky to recognize an outstanding young lady. In addition to her academic achievements, she has excelled in multiple activities, such as dance, swim, cheer, volleyball, tennis, yearbook, junior advisory council, student council, 2021 class president, NATO Nation Marketing Manager, Fellowship in Christian Athletes, National Honor Society, the Interact Club. She has over 100 hours of community service. She has earned the Governor's Scholarship Award, and she is also the 2020 Fall Homecoming Queen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce you, our salutatorian, Ms. Anna Boyd.
Welcome in. Field Kindling's class of 2021, the while he wrote. As I look out across this ocean of purple, I see faces that first became familiar to me in August of 2008 when we began kindergarten together. All those years ago, I had no idea how many memories we would make together, inside jokes we would share, or the experiences that we would endure just because of our graduation year. I am so thankful to be a part of the class that was so supportive to me in every activity I pursued. Whether it was basketball season in my 7th grade year when I finally scored a basket, except it was for the other team, or sophomore year when I broke my wrist playing tennis the second week of practice and had to become a manager. I have always felt the love of the class of 2021. Whether we would like to admit it or not, we have all had hope getting to this point. Our teenage years are spent trying to grow up and trying to do everything on our own. So thank you to the staff of USD 445. Thank you, Mr. Stallbridge, for dealing with all of our nonsense. Thank you, teachers, for putting up with the severe cases of senioritis. Thank you, Kenny, for cleaning up all of our messes. Thank you to coaches who have become like mothers and fathers to us. Thank you to churches and pastors for reaching out. And thank you to anyone that shows compassion from kindergarten to senior year. You all are the reason that we are here in caps and gowns today. We should also probably thank Quizlet because it's helped us out a ton. I would like to thank and congratulate all the moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and aunts and uncles that are here with us today, or here in heart and spirit. You have molded us into the young adults that we are now. You have taught us the rights and wrongs of the world. You have had to watch as we make poor decisions, but you are always there to cheer us on as we make the good ones. Thank you for preparing us for this next chapter in our lives. Soon, your hard work will pay off, and we will make you proud. And a special shout-out to my party of 12. You have all made my childhood picture perfect, and it is because of you all pushing me each and every single day that I know I can succeed in this world. To my classmates, I have looked forward to this day forever, but I never really expected it to come. Now that it's here, I can say that I really believe we lived our high school years to the fullest. Whether it was winning the class point system, and no, we're never letting that go, or going all out for student sections and stealing an F6 victory from last year's seniors, we have made memories to carry on with us forever, and hopefully a few stories to tell our future kids. We finally made it through a senior year full of quarantines, cancellations, and last-minute changes, but we have faced it all with a versatility that could not be matched by most adults. We are now ready to face this scary world, and I am so excited to see where the next few years will take us. A lot of us are leaving for college, some of us joining the workforce, and others leaving to go serve this beautiful country, but I cannot be more proud of each and every single one of us. People always say, all good things must come to an end, and as we all sit together for one last time, it has become blatantly apparent to me how true this statement is. However, I hope that we carry on the friendships that Field Kinley has provided us with. Because, after all, we are well-made, and we all bleed purple and gold. So go out and do great things, but please come back for our class reunions, because if it's anything like last weekend, we'll have a great time. Congratulations.
The senior with the highest grade point average is given the title valedictorian. This year, we will recognize another outstanding young lady in addition to her academic achievements. She has also excelled in many activities such as FFA, FCA, National Honor Society, basketball, volleyball, softball, prom committee, junior advisory board, marching band, concert band. This is a true testament to her hard work. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce you to our valedictorian, Miss Annie D'Almini Rexwinkle.
But here we are today, closing one door and opening another. Guys, we made it.
administration, and faculty for their endless support of the class of 2021. To the teachers who made sure they got to our class in senior year during the uncertainty of COVID-19, and to the coaches who kept trying to get us a regular season. Thank you for all the memories, sleepless nights, and excessive amounts of stress that some of your requirements required. To my family, I couldn't have asked for a better support system throughout my time and busy schedule here at SKHS. Special thanks to my parents for giving me the gift of life. To my grandma, thank you for helping me support my unhealthy cattle life and creating the start of an industry that has truly changed my life forever. To my aunt for always being my shoulder to cry on and someone to ground me when my sibling got the best of me, even though I wanted to punch him. And my uncle aunt for being the dad I needed. I don't know why I would have survived in the first year on 2 class my freshman year without the support of my uncle Ty. His late night FaceTime calls helped me lose all the curriculum that art and social art in my mind. It has truly been an amazing and wild ride for everyone. I cannot say that I have missed the rust filled water or even the gross food we were experiencing. I can assure you I will miss the people and the memories we have made in the few walks. I will leave you with one thing. No matter the trials and tribulations we go through, at least we are.
The Kansas State High School Activity Association is the organization that oversees all the extracurricular activities that our students participate in. We are proud of the number of students who participate in these extracurricular activities. Just to give you an idea of the involvement of this class, I would like all members who at any time in the last 4 years participated in school sports, debate or forensics, cheer, dance, band, or formal competition, please stand. Let's give them a round of applause. Each year, the Kansas State High School Activity Association provides for 2 awards to recognize a male and female student for their contribution to the school and community and for outstanding citizenship. This year's winners of the Acacia Citizenship Award are Kylie Spear and Ethan Cam.
Truly, Phil Kinley Memorial High School. The word memorial is perhaps the most important, as it honors the individuals who have lost their lives defending our great nation, including our very own namesake. Today, we also have on display the official seals of the branches of our armed forces. I would like to now ask all of our retired and active members of the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard, and Marines to stand as we recognize you for your service to this great nation. We are truly indebted to your service. Field Eugene Kinley was an aviator in a World War I flying ace. During his service, he was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross in recognition of exceptional service. We are proud to recognize one of our seniors for the Field Kinley Service Award. This award is to be given annually to the senior who exemplifies distinguished service to their school. It is a pleasure and an honor to present this year's service award to Ms. McKenna Walker. Today, for the last time, seniors of the class of 2021 will perform the sound wave. They are led by Director Mark Gard. Today, they will be performing a song entitled Found in Tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the Phil Kinley Memorial High School sound wave.
Thank you.
Today, our student council president will recount the class of 2021's history. This organization within the NATO family has been instrumental in change that Phil Kimley Memorial High School has seen over the past 4 years. So it is my honor to introduce to you an outstanding young lady and our president of STUCO, Ms. McKenna Walker.
Good morning, family, friends, faculty, and fellow graduates. It is my honor today to deliver the commencement address to this incredible student body. I always knew that high school would come to an end, but I didn't realize how quickly it would go by. Congratulations, class of 2021. We did it, and while it seems like we're at the end, it's really just the beginning. Many of us are off to college, while others will begin new opportunities. Some are off to the workforce with new challenges, but we are all opening new doors with new beginnings. Now I can stand up here and discuss how well each one of us are going to do in life, or recite an inspirational quote. And up until last week, I was going to do just that. But then I thought about what this past year has given us. 2020, nobody likes the sound of that year. And thank goodness that we are the class of 2021, right? 2020 not only brought stress, worry, and doubt, but it also brought new opportunities and chances into everyone's lives. If I have learned one thing from this past year, it was to never take anything for granted. At the beginning of the school year, it was looking pretty rough. I remember thinking when I was a freshman or even a sophomore about my senior year, and COVID was not in the picture. So going through this year with those changes was a very hard pill to swallow. Through all the difficult changes, though, that we had to endure this year, it definitely taught me to not take things for granted. I will forever appreciate all the friendships and special memories that I have made here at Philip Kimley. From storming the field after big wins on Friday nights to being robbed of our last win on our hallway, let's not forget countless nights keeping that student section alive and all the inside jokes about Mr. Stalford skipping his leg days. Again, this past year has been hard without being able to have student sections at our basketball games or with every quarantine that has happened. Go home COVID 2020, am I right? But it has made each experience that we have had much more special. I want to thank all my classmates for the greatest high school experience one could ask for. We really are the last of the elite. Thank you to each and every teacher and staff member that has helped me, even just a smidge, get this far and accomplished so many of my goals. I also want to thank my family and friends for their constant love and support throughout any activity, event, or sport that I was involved in. And let me tell you that there were quite a few. I am so grateful to have had everyone in my life that has helped me get to this point. Now, if there's anything I want you to remember from this speech, I hope it's that you take every new opportunity and chances that are given to you. Live every day like it's your last and never take anything for granted, because honestly, you never know. And of course, everyone better remember that we are one NATO family. NGOE forever.
Today, for the last time, the seniors of the class of 2021 will perform with their concert band. They are led by director Thomas Makowitz. Today, they will be performing Rippling Watercolors by Brian Balmages. Ladies and gentlemen, the Phil Kimley Memorial High School Concert Band. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed to the presentation of diplomas, we would like to remind all persons taking pictures to remain behind the room so as not to interfere with the professional photographer and the ceremony. For your convenience, we have made available an area if desired to the right of the stage for family photography. Today, our graduates receiving the distinction of honors will be awarded their diploma first. USD 445, Board of Education. I certify that these students have completed the necessary curriculum requirements according to our board policy for graduation and the state of Kansas. NATO family, please begin making your way to the stage. The members of the Board of Education and administrative staff, please step forward to present their diplomas to the graduates.
Alejandro Romero.
Nevaeh Jewel Mason. Robert Alexander Campbell. Aaron Keith Rutherford. Tariq Akai Logan. Andrew James Brown. Elijah Aldridge. Haley Lanise Austin. Lydia Grace Fontaine. Brandon Xavier Burns. Roosevelt Butler. Ethan Lane Camp. Andre Hawkins. Cortez Michael Chancellor. Maximiliano Cordova O'May. Melanie Cordova O'May. Kirsten Grace Cold. Sandra Petrel. Ashlyn Paige Davis. Brandon Charles Decker. Jaden Kendall Ernie. Mackenzie Dawn Fagan. Kylie Braylon Flores. Miguel Francisco Andres. Joseph Frederick Franks. Mackenzie Lane Crowley. Abner Uriel Garcia. Summer Gomez. Jersey K. Hardy. Shamira Taylor. Travis Eugene Hogan. Mark Adam Cooper.
Journey K. Johnson.
Thank you.
Jariah Sharp.
So seniors, go forth, always be proud of your school and your family. Push yourself to achieve victory in all that you do. There will be bumps in the road, you may be knocked down, but remember, you will always be a part of something very special. You're a part of the NATO family, and now consider the alumni of the Phil Gibbon Memorial High School. I want to say it has been my greatest pleasure and honor to have been a part of working with you these past 4 years. And I will truly miss you. And here's what you've been waiting for years for. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, the 2021 graduates of Phil Gibbon Memorial High School.
concludes our ceremony.